safety concerns have emerged over the weekend around the world's leading COVID vaccine. 33 elderly and frail people have died in Norway after they received the Pfizer shot. 45,000 Norwegians have so far received the vaccine. Australia's Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the Australian government is closely watching the developments.
Safety is Australia's number one priority, and so we'll continue to follow the processes of the medical regulator because that's going to keep Australians safe and ultimately provide confidence.
That's the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt. Well, Dr. Steinar Madsen is the medical director of the Norwegian Medicines Agency. I spoke with him earlier from Oslo.
Thank you.
What do we know about these deaths of these elderly patients and whether they're connected to the Pfizer vaccine?
Well, we are investigating all these cases, and by noon today we had 33 cases, so we have had some few more cases during the weekend. What we are looking at is there is a pattern. If there is a pattern, all these people are very sick people, many of them terminally ill, and they got vaccines, they got vaccinated, and they died within a few days. And what we are looking is, can there be any connection? And what we have seen is that some of these patients who are said very ill had reactions to the vaccine, like fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And of course, that can be dangerous in persons who are very ill.
And what was the age range of the people who died, Doctor?
Most of them are more than 80 years, and many of them are in their 90s.
How concerned are you about what's occurred so far, your understanding of what's happened?
No, we are not very concerned, but we have made some adjustment to what we tell the doctors to look out for. We have said that if you have in your nursing home, all these patients are nursing home patients. If there's a very short expected lifespan, if they are terminally ill, you should consider not vaccinating them. But that will be only a minor part of the patients in the nursing homes.
So in terms of the investigation into what's happened, what will actually be happening in that investigation to establish whether the vaccine contributed to the deaths or not?
The most important is that doctors report more cases if they occur, so we can have a system on this. Because we expected quite a number of deaths in connection with vaccinating nursing home patients. Nursing home patients in Norway are generally very ill. So it is expected, but what we want to see is, can we do some adjustments in our vaccination program? That is what we are looking at.
And in the investigation, how will you be able to tell if these patients have died from the vaccine or from their pre-existing conditions? What kind of evidence will you be looking for?
We are looking if the patients have had more or less severe adverse reaction. The typical adverse reaction with this vaccine is fever, nausea, vomiting, unwell, muscular pain. And in a very, very sick old person, these symptoms, these adverse reactions may tip the patient into a serious condition.
Are you expecting more deaths amongst elderly patients, or has there been a halt at the moment in giving the vaccine to people in this age range and health range?
No halt, no. We are carrying on with vaccination as planned, only with a small adjustment of the advice we give to the Norwegian doctors.
And are Norwegians in general, they're also continuing to receive the Pfizer vaccine, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Like I could say, it's in fact popular in Norway. Everybody almost will have the vaccine. So there is very little vaccine skepticism in Norway.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think Norway is a country based on trusting each other. The population trusts the health authorities, they trust the government, they trust the politicians, and there is no disagreement among politicians on what we have to do in Norway at present.
How much attention is this issue of the nursing home deaths attracting in Norway?
I would say little. We had it on the news on Thursday, and after that it's been quiet. So it's much more international than in Norway, because I think that the Norwegians accepted our definition, our explanation. And so there has been very little in Norway for the last few days. But internationally, I've spoken to doctors, TV stations, radios all over the world.
Will you be looking at perhaps giving an alternative vaccine to some of the elderly and compromised patients?
Yes, we will look into every aspect of this, but we are now starting with the Moderna vaccine in Norway. It started this week. And, you know, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine is very similar. They have the same adverse reaction. So at present, we will continue with vaccinating with very similar vaccines. But maybe when other vaccines are approved in Europe, we can have a shift, but that's not been decided.
How long do you think it will take to get some basic answers about what's happened with this Pfizer situation in the nursing homes? How long will it take until the investigation reaches a conclusion?
It's hard to say, but what we are now doing is we are collecting all sorts of evidence, patient charts, interviewing doctors, etc., to bring clarity into this.
Have you shared your findings with regulators in Australia as yet?
Not as yet, but it will be shared by EMA, the European Medicines Agency, because this is a vaccine that's been approved in all European countries. So it's what we call a centralized procedure. So EMA is the secretariat and will bring this further.
We've had very few cases here in Australia. Should, in your view, should countries like Australia be pushing ahead with giving the Pfizer shot, particularly to elderly people?
Yes, I think there. I mean, these adverse reactions, these deaths, there are very few of them. It's less than 1 in 1,000, and then we're talking about very ill persons. So we are not alarmed by this. I would like to stress that we are not alarmed by this, but of course, that's why we are having the adverse reactions. Adverse reactions are there to make treatment safer for the patients. That's why we have them.
And what stage are you at with your vaccination program in Norway? If we've had just over 30 deaths in these cases, how many people have been vaccinated overall so far?
We have vaccinated about 45,000 patients, and most of those patients are nursing home residents.
And that's the top of your priority list at the moment with health workers, I'm guessing.
Yes, we started with vaccinating in principle all patients in nursing homes, and then we go on to younger age groups and healthcare personnel.
And what about the what's known as the mRNA technology in the Pfizer vaccine? How does that work, and is there a chance that that's what's at play here?
No, we don't think so. But both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine are, in a way, a good vaccine because it gives a very strong reaction. And the problem may be it's in the oldest and sickest people, it may be a too strong reaction. That's what we are contemplating.
What's your hypothesis at the moment?
Oh, we don't have any hypothesis other than we see that some of these people who died, they had quite severe reactions to the vaccine.
And what interaction have you had with the manufacturers of the Pfizer vaccine to help with this investigation?
Well, we had discussion with them, but we will, I mean, these are all new data, so we will have further discussion in the coming week.
So just finally, it's still early days with this investigation. Overall, your advice to people in Australia about Pfizer looking at this story from afar?
I would say, don't be afraid of getting the vaccine. And because these are very few cases in a very special patient population, very special.
Well, Dr. Madsen, thank you very much for joining us on RN Breakfast.
Thank you.